Micah chapter 4. But in the last days it will come to pass, that the mountain of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah will be established in the top of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills. And people will flow into it. And many nations will come, and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord Jehovah, and to the house temple of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Because the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord Jehovah from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations far away, and they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up a sword against nation, neither will they learn war any more. But every man will sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. Because the mouth of the Lord Jehovah of hosts armies has spoken it. Because all people will walk everyone in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord Jehovah, our God forever and ever. In that day, says the Lord Jehovah, I will assemble her who is lame, and I will gather her who is driven out, and her whom I have afflicted. And I will make her who is lame a remnant, and her who was cast far away a strong nation, and the Lord Jehovah will reign over them in Mount Zion from the time forth, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you it shall come, even the first dominion. Rule, authority. The kingdom will come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry out aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished? Because pain has come upon you as a woman in childbirth. Be in pain, and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in childbirth. Because now you shall go forth out of the city, and you shall live in the field, and you shall go even to Babylon. There you will be delivered. There the Lord Jehovah will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against you, who say, Let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord Jehovah, neither do they understand his counsel. Because he will gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Because I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hooves brass, and you shall beat in pieces many people. And I will consecrate their gain to the Lord Jehovah, and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth.